HQ Personnel on Stray FM's Business Hub.
So it's time to talk jobs, and of course there's no other lady to bring in other than Sarah McBride from HQ Personnel. Hello.
Hello, Beth.
Obviously you are here, you are a recruitment agency, you are based in the area, Harrogate, Wetherby, Knaresborough, that sort of region. You go further afield as well, and over the past couple of months we've talked a lot about Ripon. You do a lot of work there. But today we're talking about what happens if people cut out the middleman, if they cut out using a recruitment agency to find the people for them. What's their other option?
Well, interestingly, we've just had an example. We took a new client on board last month who'd decided to cut out using a recruitment agency, thought that he could save a bit of money, which of course everybody likes to try to do. So contacted a job board directly. So he was able to use their website to advertise his vacancy on. He was looking for a PA and not deal with an agency. So that was the route he took.
Just a job board. When you said job board to me first, I thought you meant like literally a notice board in the office. You don't mean that. You mean
no.
a certain website.
Yes, certain websites that are promoted of, if you put your vacancy here, we have thousands of candidates that look daily on our job board for the latest vacancies.
Okay, yeah.
So this particular client had to pay up front because that's the process. So it was a lump sum. He advertised his vacancy, sat back and waited. And for 4 days, he didn't get any response, which, of course, was a little bit of a concern.
Yes.
So he rejigged his advert to widen the scope. And then he got, I think it was near on 100 applicants.
Wow.
Which,
from nothing to 100.
Yeah, which he was really, really thrilled about until they actually started sifting through the CVs.
Okay.
And unfortunately, 95% of those CVs weren't suitable at all.
I presume, is that because he widened his search, yeah, therefore he's not actually getting the people he needs?
Yeah, it just wasn't quality.
Mm.
Anyway, he managed to identify 6 candidates that would be suitable. He, you know, sent out letters to the other 90-odd and said, thanks, but no thanks, don't think you'd be right for the position.
All of that is obviously time-consuming
for
him.
Absolutely. So then invited the candidates in, selected 2 candidates for second interview, let the others go and let them know that they were unsuccessful. And then, bingo, managed to get the right person for the job. So he was really, really pleased about that.
Excellent. So he feels job done.
Yeah.
We've sorted it.
All sorted. Until the Friday before the person was supposed to start. And he got a Dear John email saying, I'm really sorry, but the company that I'm with have counter-offered. And I'm staying put.
Right.
So he had, obviously, when you've got a new starter, you prepare for that new starter. You let your team know, you let some of your customers know, you set them up an email system.
You might have to buy them things if they need a new laptop or,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Absolutely. So he was devastated. So Monday morning, we got the phone call on, look, this is where I am. I've waited a month for this person. My PA's gone. I need somebody. So that was when we were called in. And the good thing about using a recruitment agency is at that stage, it's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you a bean. We do all the selection of the best candidates because we're interviewing people on a face-to-face basis, on a daily basis. So that day we had our top 3 candidates in front of him. He selected them for interview later on that week. And we found him the perfect candidate. And the good thing the feedback that he gave us was he wasn't sure on the candidate's skills. The lady that he'd recruited before, so he thought.
First time round.
Yeah, first time round. She said she was a 70 word per minute typist. And we had this chat about, well, how do you know that she could type 70 words a minute?
You just trust someone, don't you?
Well, I know, but unfortunately, it's very, very difficult. You,
yeah,
need to assess that person's skills.
Yeah.
And we're the only independent agency in Harrogate that have that package that basically allows us to test our candidates.
Oh, so you bring somebody in, you literally say, OK, type for a minute.
Yeah.
How much can you do?
Absolutely. And not just on that. If a client says to us, we need somebody who's got advanced Excel knowledge or intermediate Word knowledge, we assess their skills. And the candidate is great for them, because if we put them forward for a job that says, you know, we need somebody on the advanced side with Excel, that candidate knows that they've been evaluated and they know that they have the relevant skills.
Yeah, so they're not even doubting themselves when they go into
absolutely
it.
Absolutely not. So, so it was a success story, which is great.
In the end, it was a success story. But of course, they really had to go through it. They pretty much had to do the same job twice.
Yes.
Second one was with you. And you said that you, within the day, so within the 24 hours, they came, asked you, and you already had candidates with them.
We will always try and have CVs against a vacancy within an hour.
It's incredible. Yeah. That's fast.
But that's what we do. Yeah. And we are interviewing people. All the consultants at HQ interview daily. And we do that face-to-face as well. It's not just about throwing CVs over that we think, you know, look suitable. We want to meet these people. Mm. We want to get to know them, assess what their wants are. And if there are any possibilities of them being counter-offered, we want to know at this stage.
Now, you talk to all sorts of people, whether they be looking for a job, wanting to find people, maybe just wanting a career change. Mm. What would you advise they do?
Don't email. We like to talk to people. It's not just about what is written on your CV. Mm. That gives us a rough idea. But the most important thing is we get to chat to you. So pick the phone up initially and we'll invite you in for an immediate interview. And then take it from there.
And I can assure you she's very easy to talk to. She's very easy. Sarah from HQ Personnel, thank you very much
for
coming in.
Thanks very much.
HQ Personnel on Stray FM's Business Hub.